The Pool by Sasha Wilde, Chapter 1, Part 1. In a sun-soaked poolside encounter, two strangers dance on the edge of desire. As flirtation ignites, will their unspoken attraction lead to a tantalizing connection or a daring revelation? Nick. There she was, scrumptious as ever, lounging in the sun and adjusting her bikini bottoms. I've seen her on several occasions when I would lay by the pool at lunchtime at my apartment complex. I reckon she worked from home like I did. I would be passively and mindlessly scrolling on my phone, reading, watching, and she would come in wearing nothing but an oversized button-down shirt and sandals, carrying a bag and her phone. I've watched her numerous times laying out her towels, setting out her water and tanning oil, pulling out a book or her earbuds, and then finally, watching her quickly yank off the cover-up so she could recline in a lounge chair with her oversized sunglasses on. Initially, I never paid her, or really anyone at the pool, any attention. But on one of my many work-from-home lunch breaks spent at the pool, I was just glancing up to survey my surroundings, and I really saw her. Well, actually, I saw her body. She was graceful, statuesque, and just built different. The first thing I noticed immediately were her long, muscular legs, strong ankles, and high arches. But even more noticeable was her perfectly round, juicy ass and wide hips. And my eyes instinctively traced up her curvy sides, and when she turned to sit down, I had to prevent my jaw from dropping at the sight of her ample breasts nearly busting out of the little blue string bikini top she typically wears, begging to be licked, touched, groped. Her dark, caramel-colored hair was always up so you could see her cherubic face, hidden behind her huge sunglasses except for when she would dab sweat off of her nose, cheeks, and brows. I couldn't look away, and my eyes fixed on her any time I saw her now. I mean, she was stunning. She looked strong, healthy, plump in all the right spots, and soft across her stomach and thighs and rear. I'm embarrassed by how closely I've watched her, especially when she's in the water. The tilt and sway of her hips as she walks down the stairs, slowly and gracefully submerging. The way she floats to the shadiest spot of the pool, how she undulates her legs to float on her back, catching a peek of the arches of her feet and pointed toes surfacing, her hair rarely touching the water. There was one time I saw her, though, with her hair down, fully submerging herself head to toe and rising from the water, hair tilted back, neck extended, hair wet and shining in the summer sun, water dripping down her face and neck and down those gorgeous, round, natural breasts. I wanted nothing more than to wrap my hand in her hair and kiss and nuzzle that neck of hers. She moves gracefully in the water, sometimes humming to herself, sometimes bringing her book she's reading with her. And as always, I pretended not to notice. But I know she's seen me. In fact, I'm hard not to see, and often feel the female gaze on me nowadays. I'm attractive, tall, tan, dark wavy hair, and impossibly toned thanks to my strict diet and workout regimen. But I didn't always look this way. I was a late bloomer and ugly duckling for a long, long time, until I finally started paying attention to my appearance and working on myself. And I bet you're thinking, oh, cry me a river hot guy, we all have ugly faces growing up. But this was an extended ugly period, like until my third year of college. My confidence was in the toilet, and I spent most of my early 20s doing everything to improve my health, my appearance, and the way I carried myself, and even went to therapy. I was no longer invisible to women, and to be honest, it was invigorating, and the attention felt nice, but they still scared the fuck out of me. So I thwarted their advances any chance I could, and generally just never approached them. And I mean, I wasn't a complete virgin. I've hooked up with and fucked a few women here and there. But I would quickly start overthinking things and never really let any of them get close. But this girl? I was curious about her. I wished I had the fortitude to just say something, anything to her. I wanted her close. I know she sees me. She glances. I've seen her eyes linger when she takes her sunglasses off in the pool to wipe the sweat and water from her face, and I can feel her eyes fix on me at times. I often wonder if the things she does are to catch my attention. But that's crazy, right? She couldn't be possibly doing all of that for me. It must be my imagination. We see each other, but we say nothing, remaining strangers watching one another in this public place. Since that first fateful day that my eyes fixed on her, I always look out my window to see if she's lounging in the courtyard pool so I can catch a peek of her and, schedule permitting, join her down on the pool deck. I wonder about her. I jerk off thinking about her and what my fingers would look like gripping into her soft hips and belly, and how her moans sound, what her nipples look like under that impossibly small, or were her breasts just that large, bikini top. We have never spoken, and I might keep it that way, just so I can be a voyeur to her unintended exhibitionism. I admittedly became a bit obsessed with observing her any chance I could, as if she was some kind of menagerie comprised of one singular being that only I was able to truly see and appreciate. But today was different. She was lounging in that blue string bikini on that impossibly hot summer day, and it was just the two of us. No one else was there. It was oddly quiet, still, and sweltering. She arrived about 20 minutes after I did, looking around and sitting across the pool deck from me, scouting the sun. I watched her do her usual routine, lay out the towels, unpack her bag, grab her book. But this was different. She noticed we were the only two on the pool deck. This time, she put her book down, glanced over her shoulder at me, looked away, and slowly removed her cover-up. I mean, painstakingly slow. Was she teasing me? No, she couldn't possibly be. I must be imagining her intent. She pulled it up over her ass, over her shoulders, and then slowly bent down with straightened legs to place it on her bag on the ground. She slowly rolled up, glanced over her shoulder again towards me, and adjusted her bottoms, hiking them higher on her hips, showing me more of her ass than was usually visible, the white of her prior tan lines clearly visible. I held my phone the whole time, pretending to scroll with my sunglasses on, but my eyes were fixed on her. She laid recumbent like usual, adjusting her bottoms in the front so they were sat just where she wanted. I switched between scrolling and watching her sun herself, sweat, and turn. And when she turned, I noticed that she did it with more flourish than usual. She did it slowly, almost intentionally, pushing her ass up into the air. But maybe I was imagining that. I watched her extend her arms and bend them, her bronzed skin glistening with sweat. She lay there for 10 minutes, flipping again onto her back. I watched her dab sweat from her face, moving her sunglasses and toweling off her neck and between her breasts. Oh, to be the sweat that drips down her neck and between her breasts. I wish I could watch it drip down her. I wish I could touch her, lick her, smell her sweat. I was growing hungry for her the longer I watched her. I shifted in my own lounge chair, acutely aware that my cock was becoming stiff as I kept my eyes on her and thought about her. I sat there, sweating, fantasizing about this gorgeous, curvy woman across the pool from me. I was starting to feel hot despite sitting in the shade, and I could feel my heart pounding against my chest. I needed to regain my composure, otherwise I might do something stupid. After all, I didn't want this girl to know that I'd been watching her like some kind of obsessive dude, even though that's exactly what I was. I mean, I wanted to feel this woman, taste her, sink my teeth into her, hear her. I wanted a full sensory experience with her body. I wanted to please her. I wonder what she looks like when she comes, how her body shudders. Okay, enough, I thought to myself. I put my phone down, adjusted my swim trunks, and jumped in the water. I purposely turned away from her. I couldn't keep watching her. I had to get it together. Plus, she would totally notice at this point because I didn't have my phone to hide behind in the water. I ran my fingers through my hair, and I heard a sigh from across the pool deck. It took everything in me not to turn and see what she was doing. I then heard her almost whisper quiet, say to herself, "Fuck it, I can't take this anymore," and heard movement. Oh God, she was approaching the water. I heard the water lapping behind me as she walked down the stairs into the pool, and another sigh as she felt the cool water on her hot skin. I heard her splash gently and quietly, and knew she must be doing the thing where she floats on her back. Desperate to see her tits floating in the water, I turned around, giving her a not-so-casual once-over, and turned back. She wasn't facing me, but I was in the shady part of the pool, the part I know she loves, so it was only a matter of time until... "Hot day, eh?" she said casually. I could feel her eyes on me and swiveled around to meet her gaze. There she was, standing in the shade of the pool, tall, statuesque, water dripping down her neck, eyeing me. Her sunglasses were perched like a crown on her head, and for the first time I saw her face up close. She had striking blue eyes, made even brighter by the sun, the water, and her blue bikini, framed by long, thick, perfectly arched brows, a button nose, plump pink lips situated on a heart-shaped face. Objectively gorgeous and unlike any other face I've ever seen before. She cocked her head to the side, awaiting my reply, and I noticed I took a beat too long to answer. I was too busy searching her face. Thank God I was still wearing my sunglasses. I cleared my throat. Yeah, it's a brutal out today, isn't it? I could feel my cock twitch as I watched her bounce down into the water, submerging her shoulders, and then pop up again to meet my eyes. I couldn't help but watch the water drain down her body. Again, thank God for sunglasses. Yeah, I was expecting more people out today, but I guess the heat advisory scared them off, she replied as she rubbed her hands over her brows, smoothing them down, moving her hand across her temples and down her jaw. Her nails were short, but painted purple, no ring on her left finger. I felt dumbfounded. Yeah, I guess so, was all I mustered. She gave a polite, quick, toothless smile. I guess it's just the two of us, then. Her tone shifted. Is she flirting with me? I didn't say anything. I hardly breathed. She shifted backwards, kicking her feet up to briefly float on her back, and my God, did I want to just grab her by the ankle and pull her towards me. We were silent for a second before she followed up with, Haven't I seen you around here before? Like, a few times at least? Do you normally come out around lunchtime? Her eyes were fixed on me. I coughed and replied, Yeah, I normally come out here on my lunch break to get some fresh air and sun. God, did I have to sound so dry and boring? She nodded slowly. I guess there are worse ways to spend a lunch break than laying poolside and being around a bunch of bikini-clad women. She floated in front of me, shrugging her shoulders and looking up towards the sky. I gulped. Did she know I was watching her? Could she sense my eyes on her just like I could feel hers on me? No, there's no way, I thought to myself. I chuckled. Yeah, that's true. The eye candy's a plus. I let it slip. I felt my cock twitch again as she stood up and lowered herself in the water in front of me, bouncing a bit. I couldn't stop staring at her. This time, she smiled a perfect white smile. God, that smile. The way her eyes wrinkle in the outer corners, those beautiful lips. I wonder what they would feel wrapped around my eye candy. She raised her eyebrows, her eyes teasing, her voice smooth. Well, you see anything you like today at the candy shop?